there, I'm buying or warming your money, it's already, I'm giving it all something from the laws of the car. It tells us, simple reading, actually explains, I'm buying or warming the money, I'm supposed to borrow the cargo. Any body of water was attached to the ground, it's not in the cabin until the cabin become Tommy. But more than that, but, oh, yes, show the boat, yeah, tar, I told that to Tomaso, and that also can be tired. Okay, this body doesn't become Tommy, but it's been tired, somebody who is Tommy. Right, so that's the marker for a big fit, Maya, and so on. And two things mentioned in the process, as we mentioned yesterday, right? Maya and more big fit Maya. Mayan is where the source of the water is underground spring, it's flowing water. And the mikveh is the word yikavu ha-mayim in the beginning of the Bereishis, water gathered into one place. So the Sifra, printed in source 3, in Parashat Tazdan and Bergud, first of all, says, Ima mayim betar bezochlin, not mikveh betar bezochlin. A mayim is betar, the water is zochlin. Zochlin means flowing water, natural flowing water. That natural flowing water, from water sources, from underground springs and so on. So natural flow, that's called Zohan. So is that true? Can we call some time to Zohan? So the Gemara, the price of the Sifra, says, no, Tamalomar, ah, Maya. Not only that's only for Maya. A Maya is Tamar, the Tamar is Zohan. A Maya is the power of the water is streaming, flowing. A Mikra Bashborin. What's Ashborin? The word Shubh is like a crack opening in the ground, a dug out opening. The water is put in there. Ashborin for the word Shavur. Right? When the water is put in there, the water is not naturally, it doesn't naturally flow in there. It's still water. It's still water. Not moving water. That's put in there. That's a mikveh. Okay, the water comes in there. It's not from some underground source. Okay. Bear that in mind. And we find the following statement. Another difference between a mayan and a mikveh, by the way. Okay, and again, for example, certain things require a mayan. The Zohar of Mayan is what's called Mayan Chayim in the Torah. The Rapar Duman says, Mayan Chayim. The three things that require, that openly in the plus require Mayan Chayim, the Zohar, and the Zohar, and Rapar Duman, there, Mayan Chayim is like water, so to speak, flowing water that's required, and Mayan is required. We assume that for a Zohar, for any done so on regular water, is okay, that's the ground spring. All right, so bear that in mind. Another difference between Mayan and also the question whether Maya needs 40 sar, but we're going to go into all the detail now. It's more really than just because, but the Gemara by us here, Nida, the very bottom of Sama, one of the maids, and over Sama, Zayin, and Allah, four, it says, Amar Shmuber of Yitzhak, Isha lo titpo benomal, okay, she shouldn't immerse herself in a nomal, literally the port, but in an area where there are people around, okay, Rashi, fine, define nomal as a portal, okay, Makom shasunos tibos, the place where the boat got. What's the problem? Shemalos tit v'chotz, because when the boats come in, so they bring up dirt, mud, you know, as they anchor and they dock, they bring up dirt, mud, so it's not a good place, according to Rashi, it's been totaled, because there's a lot of dirt that is stuck to your body, v'chotzitz rock. That's a Rashi, okay? And then more continues. That's Rashi on top of something. Or continues on the house. Usual people will all. Afal gam tashtalenka, even though she looks and doesn't see any mud or dirt that kind of came down to her from walking this place with a lot of mud. Nonetheless, Ema Birjoni Nafa, Birjoni Nafa. She admits she doesn't know that word exactly. Birjoni Nafa Latit Mele, and the mud, the dirt fell off her. Birjoni Enevel Shah, I don't know what the word means. Okay, the Mira Shulashan Shikshush. She shakes off her legs and comes out of the water. You know, the person shakes herself a little bit to get the drops of water off. So maybe the mud came off then, but it was on when she was told. Okay? Now, I thought the word Bidon was the word like Lorenis, coming out. All right, doesn't matter. Whatever the word means. So what is the concern here, according to Rashi? The concern is a chatzitza concern. Don't be tovel in a port, okay? Nothing to do with what I said before, being people around, but rather in an area where there are boats, whatever it is, that part of the lake, or that part of the water where the boats dock, because they tend to bring up mud when they come in, and there'll be more of that stuff around, so maybe she'll have this chatzitza on when she goes in. So that's why, you should let people know. Okay. Second point on the top of Samas Anamal, as well as to us, is Abur the Shmuel. Oh, the bin say mikvos beyond Nisa, or math say beyond Nisha. Okay? that would have swore built for his daughters when I had to go to Mikveh, Mikvah was the only Nisan. In the name of springtime, he would have to use Mikvahs. Okay, and during the wintertime or the fall, the only Tishrei, Matzeh are mats. Direct mats. Now, we discussed yesterday, we told well on something which has become a tomb. Right? I mentioned not saying, you know, I showed this attention yesterday. It is not some gay the way our Mikvahs are built. It isn't. But, you know, an example would be, let's say you have sometimes you have a bathtub, you have like a rubber mat or something like that at the bottom. And so that would be something she can't stand on that, right? That's a couple to them. That would be an example of a practical case. Or to wear water slippers, water shoes, you know, also an issue. Okay, anyway, but back to this. So why would the Shmuel do this? So Rashi spells that this comes up in a number of different places, a very important statement with regards to the construction of the clothes. We'll read the Rashi here, and it's in a few other places in Shas. We'll just look at the Rashi here. Mikvahs, maybe some blood fusion. Mikvah is mayim mechunasim, right? Where the water is gathered, it's still water, but it's gathered, and it's not more water. But Einan told us when Rashi, he did not want them to be tovel in the stream, okay, which is live water, right? My kind. Why? Lefisha rovu ha-mayim mozak shom, mikshom shenofu. V'chaye shema yirbu no tenal zolta. Since Yom Nisan is the beginning of the spring, you just had a winter with a lot of water, or a lot of rain. You had here a lot of rain, so you told me, yesterday there's rain here 26, the last 29 days. About the rain all day, but at some point on 26, so a tremendous amount of rain around here late. So in Eretz, in Babel, I will just pull it to Babel. So in Babel, so the water, the river would be the Euphrates River, that's what they would talk about. But at a certain point, during the winters, there was so much rain, so the water that now there's more the river, what's called the water level rises because of the rain, and there's a concern. Maybe there's more rainwater now, which is not flowing water, not spring water, than spring water. Usually, the river now the river gets its water from underground sources. Okay, but during the early spring, when you have rainwater also melting snow from, I think we phrase this fed by these mountains. Turkey somewhere, whatever snow comes down and melts down. So then you have more not flowing water, more still water than you have flowing water. So that was the concern of the Shmuel. You get a point. Shall a year will note for the Alas Oakland. The time of the Torah is one of my high, the time of my big, the time of the Polish, my middle, the last, and Darcy also. My big, the cover with Kanye, the eight by Bill of Hunasa, Elamishan, Nick for the McVeigh, the Nahum is Kilosa. Okay, the Mikvah has to be not flawed, which not the Sephas Mikvahs, Hazothan Kemayan, Kalmar, Zothan, Shivan Naharos, Kemayan, by Notfin, like a raindrop of water, is Kemikvah. So the concern he had, and they're not the Tigris Kilah, therefore Hilah, the Yemei Nisan, Shivis Rabba Hanar, the Dek Shomen, Chaya Shemar Rovu Notfin Shavo, Al Chayim Shavo. Because still water is only the tar in Ashbar and in a carved out area, not an open river. You follow? Again, I'm summarizing an important thought that was proposed. They should have done so. That's what Rashi is doing. You follow? That was a concern of Abu Shmuel. They didn't want his daughters being towed in the river during the early spring when you have so much rainwater, non spring water in the river, such that now maybe Rabu Zochlan, Rabu Notan Allah Zochlan, more. Note for the water, it's dripping, you know, drip down water, rainwater, is in the air, and that's not much more, it's not a big bit. So therefore, he would, that's would go back to the Gemara, and therefore, I wouldn't fall. All I would have been saying, mikvahs, b'yom enisan. He had them go and break the mikvahs, and not in the stream during the yom enisan. Okay? And, Now, v'yesh before Shemrasin, in the b'yom 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 okay, fine. So that accounts for Abu Shmuel's issue in Yom Nisan. It's not really so important for us right now. What about Yom Tishrei? He made mats. So says Rashi, Umaf Tzimah Tishrei, Shetov Levinahar, and there was fall, when it just had a summer season, there wasn't too much rain. So for sure, the river now is okay, because it's certainly more, certainly the majority of the water in the river is now spring water, even the rain in there too, it's certainly the overwhelming majority, right? So Umaf Tzimah Tishrei, Shetov Levinahar, Shazoz Levinahar, flowing water is more. Because of the concern of mud at the bottom, no sin mat chatzos benar shalovers hoen. You put these mats, the cannabis, whatever it was, on the ground so she didn't stand on those things so as not to get any dirt or mud in their feet. You follow? So then Rashi looked at the Gemara as a whole, again, at the end of some home based over, so it's not around, back in source four. Well, the concern of Nomo, right, of being Tovelis in the Nomo, and the concern about the Buddha Shmuel, the Yom of the Tishrei, is the same concern. Chatzitz of dirt, of mud, right? Okay. So that's how we have it. That fits in with what we're talking about, the regular din of Chatzitz. Tosus, Tosus actually on the bottom of some of the base. You know, as an Isha of people in the whole cause of this one, I forgot the Hashem. Well, I remember you know, for Pirish Rashi, but no, when Isha Sinas, we use the Yosham Kosha, what's Isha Tim? Because they're both there, there's lots of dirt and mud there, okay, it was my before. I forgot the Hashem, I let you know, she's telling her. Now, I remember you didn't say something in my mind, Shakish, Kishar, Glam, Lam, Nafo, Pirish Nam, and that's one, and it's Rashi. For Pirish Nam, being Matsu, and Tishu, some Matsu, so Tapen, and Tim. Okay, that's a Rashi, and the issue. Rabbi Natan learns the whole sugi very differently. Rabbi Natan Nira, third source, Kipirish Makana, lo tipo ben novel for a totally different reason. Ki b'nei oda mitzuyim shom. It doesn't do with mud that the boats create when they dock. But rather, there are people around. It's a public place. U b'isa u meheres b'shapushu the other. You know, she wants to go in there quickly because, you know, she doesn't want to see her. Obviously, she's, you know, pride and so on and so forth. She wants to be seen going to the Kipirish. So she runs in quickly, and we're concerned that maybe, you know, she wants to so jump in and she'll be careful about being total capital. That's a concern. Big Busha, they have shame in front of people. Having to do with the silt, though, we had yesterday, the wooden block, the wooden woman should be told, she's afraid to stand on her, she'll lose her balance. We talked about yesterday, you know, how wide it has to be, and that whole problem that Tata was talking about the steps. And, you know, so one of the issues was it's not comfortable, you know, she's nervous to fall. So that's what we're afraid of. Having to be used to. And that also is happening. Tom learned the Avodah Shmuel issue. When Mefarish Matzi Machzoros can be gather Benar Litznius, when Avodah Shmuel built was not mats for him to stand on. Okay, not, should we say, horizontal mats. He built vertical mats to put in the early in the water to make like a fence it off so no one can see. Here, some sort of a gather, a gate. You take mats and, you know, stand them up. There's enough room inside, and now it's not visible to anybody outside. So again, the issue is a tzniyus issue. The issue should be seen. The girl should be comfortable going to the mikveh. So they go in the water, but there are people around, you know, it's open in public area. So you put up, you build these little, that's the, not mats to stand on, but not horizontal, but vertical mats, you know, that would be higher than they are, and then that would box it in four sides, and then we go inside there, okay? The only problem is, the Gemara said, what about that Gemara when it said look back and forth, Isha lo tipo benoma, hafal gav nehash teleka, that sounds like Rashi, there's no more mud on her, that sounds like the concern was mud. Zerachanami, gulo garstina hafal, the other, some of the Sarm don't have that phrase there, okay, because it has to do with this, it has nothing to do with it, there was once mud on her, now fell, they don't have that phrase there, they have the phrase later in the Gemara, okay, and Rabbi Tam understands the word rejuvenate to be. Did you name Lashon? The deed is shaking. Okay. And he writes three lines at the bottom of our also Pirish Matsu Mishun Sneas. Okay, issue with Sneas, and others learn differently. Anyway, that's what we need to see from there. The bottom line is the two different issues here. There's an issue of Chatzitza and an issue of Sneas. So the Ravid learns like Rashi. Okay, not the Ravid about Nefesh, Chatzitza, and Lashon. It was after the close. Hamatu is Hamito. And that's it, right? If you told him, Beth was talking. Shragla shokos betita on the Torah, Mishamai Magdin. Remember, you put it in the water first, by the time the poles, the posts of the bed go down into the mud, it's okay because it was already, that part was already in the water. And Yesh Bishon, we saw the Shekhanah in the other. Now, if that's the case, then that would be problems. Mashakos was from Shalom, Yishal of Tipo Benomo, or the Farsh Bubba Gemara with that teeth. The simple way to the Gemara with that teeth, because the Gemara said, now there's no more honor, the way Rashi would. So what's the difference? Okay, Aina Makbid al Tishu is Sasanar Shukogomai. The Ravid is learning like Rashi. But the concern here is with the woman going in is the Chatzitza. So wait a second. So why would the bed, was it okay? The person also didn't walk into the water first. No? So the Mayan Kogman, the we're worried about the water, like Sasanar, before you go into the water, it's already muddy. You walk into the the beach or the ocean. So you already have the Lord be sanding your feet before you walk into the water, because the sand is wetter, obviously, as you come closer to the shore and the point of the water comes. And the more, you know, more is, well, I say closer to you, good God. But in terms of getting caught and the sticky stuff, it's the closer you get to the water. So that's what he says here. That's what's different. The bed, apparently, they kind of drop it in and drag it in and kind of dropped it to them. Then the post to the bed, the feet of the bed, hit the water first before hitting the mud. But the person walking in, you hit the mud first as you walk in. You follow? That's when the rabbi answers the why there's a chilek. The actually show machine I did is that I'm going to meet the Mubad. I'm going to the man is supposed to welcome Dokum after Sheikh Chotitz, when you're talking. The second answer, he says, because the person, you know, the, again, when you walk in, even if you walk in, they're stuck in between toes, right? Bein etzvosa means the fingers of your foot, toe, right? In other words, the stuff will get in between your toes, and that can be, because he says, it's not a problem, my bed doesn't have any cracks like that. Okay, but anyway, bottom line is the rabbi learns, like, Rashi, the issue here is the shifatzitza. And the rabbi continues the next page. We call him, a little bit, we saw Mishnah, does one to pick up her legs? Well, according to Rabbi, not necessarily. Okay? She can be standing on the base. All right, Marlon Khan, Shambhai, might be like, ah, finished. Okay, you don't have to be mocked, but before they ask it, right? But pick up, you don't have to pick up your legs in the mikvah. Okay? And, well, because it's certainly wet, water there first, fine. Okay, that's the right. You with me? Did we talk about the yesterday? I can't wait to you. Okay, the riff ensures welcome days. We ask the leader of the riff writes, Omar Shmuel Ritzok, Isha lo tikpo benoma. He writes, Pirish Bibnation is by Yeshus Bibnayot. The issue was not a chatzitish, the issue was the embarrassment issue, the way the top. In other words, that's the riff writes before it. In the statement of Shmuel Ritzok, Isha lo tikpo benoma. The perish nation is by yes, she may have a toilet, Kogan. She'll be nervous that people see her, and therefore she'll do it quickly and she won't immerse properly. Yes? That's how the riff learns. Not like the Rav, not like Rashi. The issue is not the thing, the issue is, you know, being embarrassed. The Rosh, in Hilton's Rebos, in the Mamma Gimel 9, he quotes both, right? I'm sure it's an Ishul to both perish, Rashi, Ishul Atit. The problem is with Koshet. The Masenas Rebos, Mashu, Chirai, God, the Lord Chatzitza. But what do you mean? What do you worry about the teeth? Why is it different than the bed? The question of the writer, right? He says, Hitler was a meat of a gaffer, but I showed you know about Torah. They show my mind. Why should, what should be the problem? Okay, well, what is it? Maybe that's what really the riff and others to learn, that the sugi has nothing to do with mud. The sugi has to do with her embarrassment to be told her. So that might be motivated them to this question. Because what should it be? Why should it be a problem of teeth? It's not a problem of the bed. It should be a problem of the first meeting. So he says, the age of Chabim and Allah came. He doesn't see any different. And the Tom Pishon, the Chalal, we should know a Shri, Inchi, Ubusha, Yerev, Tamargo, the Tom Tipo Kobe. That's what Russians prefer, like what Tom said, the issue got to, on the river, right? The issue of embarrassment. Well, Matzi, Pishon, Matzos, can you get there on Safar? That was Shmuel, I wanted Shmuel, both for his daughter. It was not a back to stand up to avoid the Chatzitz of Bud. But not some kind of you know, what we call it, the temporary, you know, temporary changing area. Okay? So that's the issue. It's this. The Hashtag, the Dumidaleel, the Shundalis, and then it's parallel to the case of the Noma, which was also the case of the concern. And they don't think it's going to change the gear, so as we mentioned before. Okay? So the Kashan Rashi is, well, why is the bed okay? Okay? And a person's not. So, the right of that answer, because with the bed, with the person that concerns you are walking, you're already losing money by the time you get to the water, the bed could enter the water first, right? That was one answer the right gave. The Rash, or Rash Mishans, okay, the Rash Amigvo says the following. The Mishnah, that's the Mishnah, number 10, the Mishnah is Migvo's Berg Zion, Mishnah Zion, Hitu Bos Hamita, right? That's the source. So on that Mishnah, that's the source of the bed, is okay. So the Rosh Kashua, so why is the person okay? The rabbi gave one answer, because the person, when they walk in, they already get the mud on their feet, the chatzitz on footing before the water got there. You can't say, Hamayim on the kind of a bed. You carry it in, you drop it down. It hits the water first. Right? But the Rosh gave a different answer. The Rosh on that commission, he goes, time is Josiah. 11. Dirbas and Petit Alma, so it's 11. Shannon, dear friend, my pillow, Shamayan, Kamas, and Gumus, and Karatita, who my book of Ain Kamatita, the Ain Chotit, Elatita Yob, and Petita Yob. He said a different reason. He said the only problem, remember, we had different types of mud and clay, we learned in last week, right? There's certain things which are more, better, worse than Chotit, more dangerous or more, you know, sticky, if you will, type of chatzitza, right? This titayove and titayotzer. So the Rav simply said, no, the case with the bed wasn't talking about that type of teeth. And that's why it's okay. And the case with the other, it is talking about that type of teeth, because he says it's an argument. Okay? It depends on the type of teeth you're talking about. By the mito, we're talking about stop teeth, therefore it's okay. By a person, we're talking only about these types of teeth. And the third terence to this Kasha of the Rosh, if you all with me, right, there's a Kasha of the Rosh against Rashi. Against Rashi, the right one. What would be the problem? Here's the problem of teeth, that there's no problem by bed. We just said a couple of reasons why the bed is different. And the Ramban on the Rif and Shabbos, Chav Tesla Hav, Chav Tesla Beis, rather, page the Rif and Shabbos, because the Sugi and Shabbos also with this Abu, the Shmuel story is brought. So, he quotes Rashi, now we're going to Lamas, we have a Tishrei, that's the Lamaso. The Rif and Shabbos Chav Tesla Beis, his page is the Rav's comment. Who Damina the Avin Lomav Tzivim and Tishrei, right? So Pirish Rashi is out with Beitit Hanaharo Shol Yochol. So if he's a Tzor Komer Shol Avin Biyosef, but I have to say it's very thick. That's like the Rav's comment. It's a different type of teeth. The Atrat Perachid and Kvoz, the Inkir Chotel, the Tzor and Tain and Tita Boros, the Yochol. Okay? But, so therefore that's what he said. But in Tomar, which he had Avin Mahabba, Atrat, what about this mission in Perachid? Design proposed, he proposed the meeting at the same kasha. Why is meeting different? Okay, so he says, he claimed right now, how do you mean the meeting the lecker stuck? It's like the second answer of the writing. That the bed is, he spells out more clearly. The Rat says that the bed has no cracks. Because it's more likely that, you know, if you go into mud and water, but you constantly, the water washes it off pretty quickly. Okay, but if it's example crevices or place in the body where the water can stick, so then that's a problem. Okay? That would be the third answer to why the bed case is different. The person that gets stuck in the toe, between the toes, and the bed is also parallel. Okay, and then at the end the round says, the chair pressure, the whole issue has nothing to do with the teeth, but it's the use of the alba also, this is my pain. So you and other, they would do for little my hair. If you want to hustle and do it to look quickly, and she won't be as careful. And these other things like that, it's the same thing with Isha, with people who know them. Because if you walk around, people are around, someone might see her. She's afraid someone might see this, so she would rush the job. Okay? Yeah. Oh, Shav Shav Pirish Rashi Man Tisha Kotis. Rashi learned the normal case was also a teeth case because the boats were the docking, right? But he says, oh, Chumar, the Rav doesn't like that because Shaim and Noble teach us from Shanaros. They don't find that the ports are more mud than other places. All right. The Rabbah discussed this in Hilbert's Bibo's first paragraph, Alpha, Alpha 13. Isha in a Toz, no mention is by Yeshus, but they have here, but in a Toz Kogan. So Rashi seems to, the Rabbah rather seems to accept that. The concern is you shouldn't be told about a place with other people. She's embarrassed about it, so on. But he keeps flowing outwards, because with the Elathia, tomorrow's not all. But if she built some sort of a enclosure, you know, some sort of enclosure that she'd go in, nobody can see her, then it's okay. And that's the Rambam brings this day. But the Rambam also is concerned, because he accepts this definition of what a Moody Shmuel did, but he doesn't ignore the other one either. If you look at Paratess, which was proposed of a good people, the Rambam said 14. Hamayim bazolchem and hamayim harim kemayim lechol dover. Fine, but benatim and hamayim not mishing toward the harim kemikvah. Being the tarin el barboim saw only. Right, that we discuss with this distinction between the mikvah and the mayim. Because standing water, still water, upsul the zavur and zavur comes from echatos. Such things are possible for a zavur requires mayim time. And zavur requires mayim time and the kind of echatos. And the sprinkle the paraduma water is also has to be mayim time. So hayu bazolchem and hamayim is arba and otvin. They got mixed in, then Ariya called Maim and called over, but it depends. In Rabba, no Fadum, then if they're more, no, more dripping water, more rainwater than spring water. So geen rubber being shown, and our end of the time is open, but end of the time is open, and I was born. Ufichab tzor v'hakif mapad zekiyotz v'baos anor amurav ad shirkav amayim v'pomehem. He says this enclosure can also make it into a mikveh. You know what I'm saying? The enclosure, you don't have to learn like Rashi, you can still learn that it was an enclosure, but it was an enclosure that made it now into an enclosed area. So now it's a mikveh. And during the spring season, we had too much rainwater over the, you can build it then also. Okay. Anyway, getting back now to Shulchan Aruch, how do we assume? Actually, we do say we are concerned about both things. We're looking at Sif Lamed Gimel and Lamed Aleph. Sif Lamed Gimel 15. Lo tikmol b'mikveh sheyesh ba'kar kiyosu ti mishum chatzitza. Okay, you should not go in a mikveh that the dirt on the bottom, the blood on the bottom. Yeah, not the gelos so much today. You should go to chatzitza. Elam kain tikmol z'moro sukiyot, unless you put some sort of a mats down, branch or something down on. Dor shem v'kabal shum tov. But the tabla, and if in tabla, yesh omim shalom also the tefillah. That's right with Rashi, right? That they said the issue is it's like a regular chatzitza, so therefore it's no good. The tefillah is no good. And he said, "Rova poskin about that." We saw many poskim that don't agree that that's the whole concern here to begin with. Okay, so therefore they will disagree. The shach, zukat mem zayin 16, right? The same kasha of the similar kasha rush. Afkam the leil sachet simtidal poser deino chotek elatita yavam liyotzim and drachem ushar kol tish shulach eno chotek shonim chamayim. Right? Yeshomer the hochanam and mayer b'mikvah sheich tita yavam kamol tita yavam. No, that was the Rashi's answer. The problem here is we're talking about this type of thing, which is a problem. We can't just base on that Rashi. Okay, but if so, then some pasha told mikvah sheich poti. Regular mud is not like that. And apparently some places did that, at least in the days of the Shah. Okay? Good. Now, so according to this Mechaber in Lam Gimel, what was the concern here? It's like Rashi in the right. The concern here was the Chatzitza concern, right? The deep concern. However, in Sif Lam Adal, he brings up another concern, it's this issue, right? Because, let's take a look. Rabbi Yerucham, called Tolos on Rechav and Nesim Chavav Chelip A writes Mikan she yesh limchos benoshim she Tolos ben Aharos o besfas ha bimakom she yireos ben Agoyim. This we should not tell the place we're afraid of Agoyim here. Because v'chol shumach mazira, okay, but over a Tolos also a Tilo. If you did, then it counts. Okay, because it was Rashbol. But umuka muchach sham she mehevi benam machtos v'yad v'zias she mutal chatvila. He made this enclosure. So the Beis Yosef is bothered a little bit. In 18, Beis Yosef is bothered. Why are Rabbi Yerucham wrote, is he afraid of Goyim? Afraid of Jews also. Well, you know, in some places, like the, some people go there, let's say go to Puerto Rico. Okay, there's no mikveh in Puerto Rico, but there's an ocean. Okay, so you can go into the ocean. And, but the question is, obviously you're not going to go with their people around. But the Chabad rabbi in Puerto Rico, the rabbis take us home sometimes when we go on vacation. Happens to me that the Leila Tzvila is there. So they take home to the ocean. Happens to me, my wife knows her. I met a couple times in Puerto Rico with met the Simcha Henry is friend of him. And he always gets so away because he goes all the time. So he's very friend of the Chabad. They're very, very nice people. So so the rabbis have told my wife stories about it. That's what's raining, that they have to go to a place. Again, at night, not too many people in the water anyway, it's not an issue in terms of, people around. But, you have to be careful going to a place with not many hotels, I guess, that's further away. But anyway, the bottom line is that the Rabbi Yerucham writes that if you're afraid of non-Jews, what do you mean not non-Jews? He said, what do you mean? Well, any of that, says the Beis Yosef, in 18, Lamed Kosken Agoyim, Afil Medikach Shashim Yerosi Yisrael, Mosi Yeshim Kosken. Not right, because they're also issues. They'll be embarrassed. Woman's embarrassed being naked and so on and so forth. Nothing to do with Jews and non-Jews. Right? He doesn't understand why he singled that out. So there are more explained in the Darkei Moshe HaKotz are there, and Osir Dalin, 19, on the tour leader, the Menuchah Lomach was on Boshe's Kamar. He wasn't worried about the embarrassment, because then you're right, it came cheap today, and the Chalak, and go to Israel. No difference. Hello, it's Olam Shehirim and Agon Shehir Ezekiel, afraid to start up with her. She wasn't afraid of the Jew. The Jew, she's embarrassed, but the guy's afraid he'll attack her.
All right, anyway, the Shulchan brings this in Sif Lamed Dal, Lo Titbo 20. So I'm what I'm pointing out is we have a Machlokas Rishonim how to read the sugya there, and the Shulchan in effect accepts both positions. La Halacha, there's concern about the teeth. Okay, that was in Sif Lamed Gimel, Lo Titbo B'Mikros Sheish B'Kar Kivso Teeth. Okay, and then here in Lamed Dal, right, Sif Lamed Dal 20, Lo Titbo B'Mokom Sheish Chashash Yeruah B'Nei Oda. She also shouldn't go into the mikvah in a place where there's a concern that she's going to be seen. Also, whereas the first case, I'm saying lo also tefillah. Rashi and something. You with me? So the Shulchan these two kind of go together. Because both sides of that two sides of that coin. There's both issues. A question in the Rishon, what the sugya is talking about. The halacha l'maisa would seem that everybody agrees that each one is a concern. What was the particular problem with Nahal? So you can read it one of two ways. What was Amud Shmuel trying to accomplish? You can read it two ways. But it doesn't mean that the other way is wrong by halacha. It may or may not be the pshat what that Gemara is talking about. You with me? And that's why the Mechaber can in effect accept both concerns. And see what I'm giving on now. You see what I mean? Yes? Good.
See what I heard both things.
In effect, because it's Lamed after Machlo, it's a Mahalach. What is the sugya talking about there? But it doesn't mean the other thing is not a concern. It could be that they weren't worried about it. The normal was the concern was in the mud and not about Zias. But it doesn't mean Zias is not a concern. That wasn't the issue there. But that's still an issue. Or the other way around, right? So that's how you can read it. Okay?
Why is mud not an issue when you go to the ocean?
Say it again.
The ocean, the bottom is
like
sandy and.
Yes, you have to make sure it's off. It's not quite the same as mud. It's not as sandy, but yeah, you have to for sure.
If it was money, you'd be an issue, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it depends where actually. That's what kind of ocean bed there is, but no, you get a little sand. Like when you walk in regular sand, the dry part of the sand, you get it's all.
It's not higher.
Yeah, so you have to get off from the water. She's trying to get it off. Stand outside, pour it off. But again, if you go, if you get it off and then go in, then we have this cool of the Mayim coming first.
But
if
you get a third curse too.
Yeah, right. You have to be careful. You got to get all of it off. I mean, it's not. I don't think it's generally advised to go into the ocean. There's no choice. That's right. All right. The next issue is her position, the physical position, the posture when you go into the mikvah. Okay, that's the next topic. You went through all the comments? You got through all that? Okay. So there's a mission in the Goyim, which has nothing to do with us, except that it's quoted here. The mission in the Goyim is talking about a person who's showing his taraz, or potential taraz to a Goyim. Okay? Because it depends where the nega is. So Ketza Rias HaNega, Rias Nega HaIsh, I'm sorry, Ketza Rias HaNega, HaIsh Nira Ka'oder Uchamosik Zaysim. A man should kind of position his body when a Kohen examines him. Oder Chomosik Zaysim. Oder is like when you're, you take a hoe, you a rake or something like that, that position of the body. In other words, as the Bartanur there explains, Chomosik Zaysim is when you're plucking or picking olives. What does it mean? Look at the Bartanur. Oder Chomosik. Derech Oder Mavsik Raglo. Okay, when you hoe and you're raking, you spread, you don't stand your feet together like you say in Shemaz, you spread your feet apart, right? And you're spreading your feet apart. And the same thing if you're picking olives, so you lift up your arms. Okay, the difference will be when you lift up your arms, let's say you lift up your elbow, lift up your arms, so now your armpits are more visible, right? Or your legs are apart, the thighs are more visible, etc. And a isha karechas of manichas beno. Okay, a woman should be like when she's karechas as a pas, she sits and she's sitting down, right? He says, Shemafseka says, right, her little feet are apart. Okay? There's Chofa Bakaka, Mosek is located. Zaysa, right? He said, Gorecha is a pass, right? Kumanika is Benoah. What's that going to do with? Okay, that's Linyan says, the Baratuna Tachas Hadat, under her breasts. So, when she lifts up the breasts, nurse the baby, okay, I actually sit, you sort of push it backwards, so it exposes the bottom of the breast, the top of cover that, not covering the skin there. Okay? That point, Mashinir Bo, so Shah and Nesha Basis Star. What can we see when you're in that position is not called Basis Star. And Koregas Balkum Shekhel Yarimonis, Mirumav Kitab Pishal, as well, again, different, all these things have been stretching in different ways. Okay, lifting up the hand and exposing the underarm. And they, Mishnah defines it by when you're engaging in these particular activities, that's usually what happens. Okay? Now, bring this over to us. The Mishnah, the Gemara Nidah, sounds like, but I'll quote this or part of this Mishnah. That's why I pray to the Mishnah. Look in Nidah, Sam, Sam, and Alat, Argam, or 23, Amar Shalkish. She go into the water the way she normally stands up, upright. Okay, the Tan, he quotes this mission. So Rashi, on our Gemara, let's give you the, again, the fills in the details, right? Lotipa derek de losa. Meaning, what do you mean derek de losa? Kalmar lotipchak, look at this important, Rashi in 24 is important. Lotipchak zro osea al psara. Don't stand with your arms pressed against your body. Like stand at attention, you know? Stand at attention, so your arms are against your body. So then everything that's on the inside of your arm fits it down the inside, so that's not exposed to the water. So the low tirchas will sell sara. The low rug leb shoka zebazet. Don't end your feet together, your thighs together, like a damage my say, something like that. That's also because it's blocking the water from getting to certain parts. Ela kedara halichosa. Like when you walk loose. You don't have to stretch, but like in normal walking, okay? And that's what he says. Kiditanan, Gabi Rias Nagoyim. Rashi says that, and Rashi Nida says it, referring to the Mishnah from Rias Nagoyim. Shatir, but not constantly historic. By the way, I should mention that. I say that. Well, why is it important? Because a nega in Beis Hastorm is also not a nega. That's why the nega is in the part of the body that normally covered called base astarim. We discussed the other day. So that, yes, that's a maratar. And Rashi points it, and the pasuk says that. You can see, l'chol mara ein hakon. Okay, it's not a ish mara nego hakon, kador most odor most etzim. Right. In other words, if it's in a part of the underarm or part of the body that maybe he's never seen, so then it's not considered a mara. That's why you have to know how to show it to the kohen. Also, that's the issue. Anyway, kaoder is. Your elbows are out, so it exposes the armpit. You know, again, your feet are apart, so it widens that part of the body. Or when you sit back, so again, so the by the rear end, it also opens a little bit. Okay, that's how she has to go down. All right. Now it's interesting. We can turn to Rishonim now. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's the Mishnah. That's the Gemara. So you look at Rishonim, it goes back, harkens back to what we spoke about already much earlier. And that is, remember, this is all on Daf Sam Zion. And remember, there was a Girsa that some of these things are not Lahalacha. There were less Hilchas of Kol Nishmaitz. Remember that? And the Tosa says, so the Bala Nefesh here in Shar Tzilis and Beis writes, Hach Fosa Shmaitz called Dachil Milchas. Okay? Previous cases are knocked out, but this one is not. El Kiha Koy de Biochna. The Shmaitz of Biochna Hilchas. Okay, if she did not go in a normal upright position, but rather bent or forget stretched too much, low kumi, it's no good. Because again, if she's bending. You know, you bend, you pull your arms in, you pull your legs in, so then there's a lot of areas the water's not getting to. Okay, now that's the concern there. So the rabbi says a lot of it's not a valid tefillah. All right? The Rashba in the Torah Habayis, Bayis Arach, Bayis Ayin, Shar Zayin, does say, let's help the Kodesh Mites all the previous cases. We're going to come back to that. And like Yehud, now where is Lakish, Isha lo titwa, and there it goes, and he quotes the whole Mishnah. All right, and we follow this halacha. We follow this halacha. Now we don't have to be mocking all the other cases, but here we do. Rish Lakish, the Luchur, who did not win the boy, is feeling Derek de Losa. And he quotes other places where the Gemara does the same thing. And that's it. That's in the Mayas Haro. In the Chubas Rashbo, Chedakalas, in Tov Yud Tes, which also brings Shalta, Hoda Rina Isha Tibo de Zaha, Ish Koda, etc. In Nemel Taras Bavado, Phil Labila. And he says, no, it's Ain Chilik Ben Taras Labila on this. Again, that goes back to that issue of less hilchos of kodesh mitzvah. Some say all those other chumras were lataris, not levayim. We talked about that. We go back to the old school. You know what I'm talking about, right? So he said, no, this one is not. This one is not. Okay? The smug, again, a lot of kufi love. He should tzricha b'shas tzvil, 28, he should tzricha b'shas tzvil, lahar chib yar chaser, to spread the legs apart a little bit, shalim is a little bit. Okay? And again, not hold your hands against your skin, as Rish Lopish says, all right, and he calls it Mishnah by the God. He does quote, Amnon, Pirish Ba'orach, he hated the meeting there, they lost the Latara, and the going, how can I make sure people there that saw Lataros, I will buy the loads are. But there's some who say that this is not Balacha, there has to be Mahler. Okay, but that's not the majority of it. The Rambam held us before, Parakal, the Yud, but Isha Tobelet there, they lost the Koreges, the Chonikas, the Nod, we said, all right. The only thing is that it seems to be Machok is what if you didn't do it that way? How strict do you have to be? After all, since some say it doesn't even apply. That's what the smog means. It doesn't even apply according to some to the Ishul of Bible. They're going to say, therefore, it all does apply. Is it mamish ma'akit? It's mamish. Get out of the language and rhyme it, remember. If she did it the wrong way, lo klumo, it doesn't count at all. So the Tashbates, as a children, she was set up the Tashbates in 30, she was a Tashbates, kind of Kalasim and Yudzai. Bin Shinsa, Midarak de Losan, Kagon. Shoshok Sobiyose, or Shoshok Biyose, Kosovo Raibidzal, Shayna Tilo. That's no good. That's the right. We saw the right. Avisha Visashim, Bama Kamas, a small place of storm. Jehovah, Kulova, Mamma, the only places for what does it go? But Rambam, Avidibar Rambam, Parapays of the Lord here, Shalom, Amu Vivorum, Elo Eli and Taras, Avalabala, Yeshlonkel. The Rambam was one of the people who says that this whole concern was only the Taras, not Labala. So how do we pass him? So it's actually my focus. But in terms of the posture, when you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the 31, you'll see seven things. Yeah.
What
are
we seeing
in the Rambam? I'm mistaken to print the Rambam here, but it's in Parak Beis, the Rambam says, I think the Rambam says all these things are all over the Taurus.
Like it's lies?
Yeah. Okay. I should print the Rambam. Parak Beis, I think it's all over the Rambam. Okay, now. The Shomar has basically seven things in terms of your posture. Let's look at 31 together. Sif, Lam, and Hegbaz. One, low tipo bakomas gufo, mishesh bakomas shimistachibo. It's not totally stretched out. One, two, al tishka harbi, don't stoop too much. Achid bakum stara ezevezet, different parts of the body touch. Three, el shocha ma'at achim sashi beisev and nirim kidevash nirim bisha shi oreches. Okay, she should bend a little bit, so that the base air, you know, will be exposed, so to speak, like when you're sitting and you're working on baking or something. Okay, when you're sitting normally. Four, v'yeh tachas da dehanira, the bottom of the breast should be seen, k'derosh ha'rishah shemnikas, but not like when she's nursing her child. Five, v'yeh tachas beisah shechanira, the armpits, k'derosh ha'rishah regis, well, okay. Six, eina tzricha l'harchi, erchah says, uzu yosem idah, you don't have to spread your legs for too much. Seven, God will the harking is all set, and good for us to be done. El Kedar, Shem Beis El Chusa. Now, we have Shinsa, the owner of Shoksa, and Beosa, or Zoku Beosa, also Lo Tvila. It counts. The Evan accounts, that's what the Rashi made some of the Rambas. Yesh Bishom Shalos. The Rashi and the Rambas said Lo. Shomar seems to say, this is okay. With the Evan?
That's any of these things?
Huh?
If she did any of them?
Yeah, she did another right. The Shah. It's a government test. It says, Torah, he was in. He also to him. Because there are certain things which we say that it is no good. And he says, that's this only also a tefillah. It's according to Mandomar, the less hilchot, the chanish mitzvah. But the Chav himself doesn't seem to hold like that. So why is he mako? Those who are mako are not mako because they have that girsa of the Gemara of less hilchot, the chanish mitzvah. But if you don't have that girsa, the Chav doesn't seem to accept it in your earlier cases. You know, we have with the Dam Shevamaka and the, whatever it is, Lifluf Ba'ayan. When the Mechaber did follow, he didn't seem to say less Hilchos. So why here does he say that the Tzilah should count? He lives in the Tzarkin. Now, the Taz asks, I understand, what's the problem? Lama leaves so many of it. Why should it be possible? And why is it different than other things? Okay? After all, you were concerned if she curls herself up. Certain, the water won't get to certain parts of the makes a storm, whatever, she tightens herself, whole body, she bends and curls herself up. So, yeah, but what about the hector of my Mekadmin, says the Taz, this is from Lamechaz. She went into the water and then curled herself up. So those parts, which you're saying now, the water doesn't get to. Yeah, but the water got to it when you first went in. Yeah, Kasha? That's the Taz. Okay? He says, my strong is the Taz. Okay, before she bent, the pole was wet already. Right? So what's the issue? So he says, okay, so therefore he says, doesn't say why it should be a problem. He doesn't say why it should be a problem. Okay, you see the Taz's point. Alright, the Taz's point is that they hit the water first, so it should be good. He says, imichnisa atzma at sahor b'mayim tchilu. Okay, then haro tchilu b'der b'chol kamba. Okay, if she walk in up to her neck in water, okay, before she bends or anything else, then the water hit everything else first, now she's safe, now she'll do whatever she wants. And we have it no matter what. When you release, shahadabah, she's not called l'chol yishashnasikain. She should do that. Walk in straight, you know, as much as you can. Not from another, you know, as far as you can get in before the water, you know, drowns you. And that's going to take care of all the other parts. And she should do it. She should do it. The Shach and the Kuzak Kesef disagrees. There are the Taz and Sif. This is Sif Lamed Hey, but the Taz is the Sif, you know, is the Sif Lamed Ches. That's what he's commenting about there. Those Gimel. Kosherly. What do you mean kosher? Look, kosher is not a problem to the Shach. Okay? And he says a distinction. Because in the case of the other case of buying my demon, so at the end of the day, what's the issue? Okay, you've got water on your feet, you got a chatzitz on your feet, but you have water on it first. Okay? And now the water that got on it is simply mechubar to the water of the mikveh. Right? That's the case with the mud, whatever we see. You know, you walked in and then you got mud. Alright, but Lamaisa, the water that's there, the feet are still wet, that water is mechubar to the water of the mikveh. But says the Shah. Okay. Again, Mikol Moka, Hilchot Law Khatzitza. Because Osam Hamayim Mukhubar, that very water that's on her feet or whatever, is Mukhubar Mikva. Hilchot Law Khatzitza. If we call Moka, Mamayim Shurga, Mukhubar Mikva. So our glad note was Mikakwa's Hamikva. Abahaka, that Kwantin, all your life should talk about Mukhubar Mikva Klav. Here, even if she went in straight and then bent, okay, but now that parts of the body are covered, so the water is not connected to Mikva water at all. You hear the chiluk? That's the Shach's answer.
Why is this covered any different than the mud covering?
No, because here it's looser. I mean, there's still water there. There's still water. But here it's completely covered. Fold it over, completely covered. The water doesn't get, it's not connected. There it's mud, but there's water also. Okay? Alright, and to wrap this one up, the Sidri Tara, it's about 9 days, quotes the Shach. He says, the Shach would say you should go to the mikveh again. But the Tara says we can be makel here anyway, because again, let's remember that there are some Rishonim who learn that this whole din doesn't apply, less Hilchos or Klonish Schweitzer. Okay? And there it only applies to Tara, so he has a kula there. Rav HaShulchan, to Pei Gimel, where he says also writes that, Yesh Mayas Rabos, the Din Zed, there goes Anabaka, the Yevi, Bela Bible, Bela Taurus. Good. And he finds it because of the Kesavi Dohuk. So the Taz, this is the Taurus, seems to be the Taz. No, I'll show him to be the Taz. Okay. Yeah.
In the Taurus, they shouldn't stand put them with their legs together.
Yeah, but yeah.
Is that the only issue? Because you can stand straight with your legs not together.
Right, but straight means like stretched out in a certain way that maybe some parts of the body are stretched.
It wasn't, you know. It's not like taking off the trees to dry it out.
Yeah, but there could be again, let's say, if your legs are, again, like between the legs would still be a possible problem. Maybe not together, but it's not, you know, close would be nice. You know, that kind of remonstrates.
And you wouldn't do always have together as a problem?
Legs not together, they spread far apart. Arms also are spread out. But usually stands home swimming like this. You know,
so that's not the
case.
And also, like, this is a little nice. Like, how should a woman go to the mitzvah?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. We'll see. So she should go and she should loose, normal, the way she normally walks. Not tight, not long. That's just weird. That's those seven things that are spread the other.
But she shouldn't bend her legs like this way, like this way.
She would bend a little bit, but she should spread out a little bit, normal, and go down like that. You know, going standing straight, you're not lifting, and then move apart and then go under. We assume they do pick the feet off the ground. I mean, we saw earlier today they don't have to, right? They don't have to pick the feet off the ground, but they pick the feet off the ground, but not too tight. And, you know, and then we'll see momentarily also, like with the lips, or the eyes, everything loose.
But when men go, they only go into like a fetal position or something? Men go, like, it's not.
Yeah, I said, you don't have to. You just got to go down. You got to fit. Not really the way it's the next guy. You have to fit in to get yourself. The point is going to feel position to get, make sure you're completely submerged. Okay, with the water. But
that'll be a problem for a woman.
Well, yeah, but again, right, the only thing is that until you get to that field position, there is, you know, some, your body's under water, so there's some movement to get to that point. Right? Okay. The next thing, really, the segue is the next thing, has to do with the, you know, sort of the measurements of the height of the mikveh, which is, again, just something that's all right, but there's a Jewish Rosh book, the illustration of down 37. It says, Afilo orech ha-mik v'rof afilo eser abos ha-yudu o-yoser. Okay? The mikveh is supposed to be an abba by 3 abbas in height. So what if the abba, in terms of total of, you know, 40 saw. So let's say you have 40 saw of water, but it's very wide, okay, and more long, okay. But what about the height? So the Rashbor writes, "In eino gavo lefachos harchatzi hachaze ein tolan bo." Okay, if it's not the height of the water, is not. It may have some sufficient amount of water in it because of its length and its width. But if the height of the water is not at least up to half the chest. Okay, then you can't go into it. Unless you lie down. Okay, your whole body is, like current, the whole body is under the water lengthwise. Okay? But otherwise, you're going to have to bend too much. And again, you'll bend, there'll be so many folds and then creases and wrinkles in the body that's a problem. So if you have a long mikvah, you have to go down and spread out kind of the mikvah that way, horizontally. Okay, but that's not the best way. So Shomrach, based on this paskins in Siflam above 38 miles, Tzorach shi amikvah gavol mimal tibura, is the belly button, zeres. Okay, the water has to at least be like the Rashba, the half the chest. The zeres is about 9.5 to 11.5 inches. Okay, a bunch of agulim. Okay, so that's a foot or so above the belly button. Right, the average person. Okay? And the Bureau Gore explains, it's about my base. Otherwise, the locane, Tishka Harbe, the top of Derek Milosa, then she's going to bend a lot, it'll be a violation of Derek Milosa. Okay? Yeah. Refers to the more humor about the Kongolo, probably up to the neck, okay, not another issue. Pisca Chuba, Zeres the Fachos was meaning quotes the Bergolish Khatsi Amos Shabotwa, half an hour. Okay? And others disagree, it's not so posh because the only good base, Agulim. Agulim's the width of the thumb this way. Agulim, so we 12 Agulim. That's about 10 inches or so, as you mentioned before. Okay? And again, but Piskechum also writes that if it's that you don't have that height, Lo tipo elokein tucha lishka ba'aretz toch ha'mayim kemodat, like a board, okay, and without bending. All right, so that's in terms of the water. Again, we don't have to. We are making it close to it. Don't miss. Next, there's another Chumash Rashba. It's in Tov Yud Ches. It flows from the last case, actually, part of the same continuum. Right? Isha yicholim on elikay shtucha. She can only do it if she's, she's spread out, as you mentioned. Ma'al lipo bol. What does it mean? Amal. Chazal said amal, amal barum gimel amos. Is that dafke or that's just the total surface area? What if you have amal al sholosh barum amal? Right? The same measurements, just a different distribution. So the Rashbam writes, Masha amal amal barum sholosh lam dafke. Sharo, or shiro, or shiro, shemechel mem so. That's the issue, has to have mem so. Okay? And therefore it's mutter. As long as she doesn't have to, she can fit into it. Afuz, it's takkum, it's mutter. If you spread out, it's mutter. And, yeah. The Rabbi Yerucham, 42, Kofal, Nesim, Kofal, Chelekei, and Tolos, Ovechav, Shir, Mikve, and Apothek, and Mepsaw, and Shiru, and many places, Amal, Amal, Barum, Shal, Shabbos. And that's considered water, which the whole body can fit into. Huadin, Mierachav, Eina Gavol, Kochav. Even if it's much wider, but not as high, it's okay. You can submerge yourself in one shot, like we mentioned. All right? And the Chuvas Haran also, Simon Savach Wov. That's how they do Shalom to the ground, and they are making all this. All right? Good, there's a couple more things. All right, to, in terms of posture, in terms of your body. In terms
that's
of
fine if you wouldn't be able to go in.
Yeah, except if you have to be able to go down horizontally. You have to be able to finish it one time without bending. But if it's, I guess you can fact a case where you would have the right measurements in terms of mem saw, but you can't stand or lie down without bending. Then it'll be a problem. Right? That'll be a problem. You don't have, even though it might have a sufficient amount of water, but you can't position yourself.
I have to do that to go straight with your body flat on the bottom because you'll raise the rise to the top.
Yeah, but it's very lonely, right? You go to the pool or something.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Next to the sif is about your mouth. So the Mishnah says in Mivos Parakhes Mishnah 8:45. Okay. Nosno sar b'fia. We were talking about already. If you have hair, hair hanging down, she puts that in her mouth. Or kofza yodna. Kartza sifsosel. She pressed her lips together. That's kilo otogu. That's what the Rashi explains there in Parakhes Mishnah. She presses her lips together. That's the case. So the press them together very tight. Very tight. Okay. So and then also too, that's no good because part of the skin, part of the lips are not being exposed to the water. That's why the hilkos neither be kitchen and same base. Rosh writes, "Upia lo sikvot biyosef." On the other hand, God may not choose to lift off the pH, so that's open now. And the Tashik so sell Zulu Zuka Divu Bane. It should connect it with a medium or average put together. That's the that's what we said now.
Like whatever is normal?
Yeah. Normally close your mouth, normal. But not tight. I never quite figured out the selfies. But somehow when people take pictures, they always press them and put them with a kissing. I don't know what that
their face peeling,
it's a face for the selfies. No, I don't see what.
Tense.
No.
I don't think there's anything to it.
No, it was a video.
It's not didn't selfie, I think it's didn't just
oh, yeah,
society.
No, because I've seen their selfies and they look like their lips like that.
Is that probably like a face of it?
They're not going this.
It's more open.
It's more open talking. You know, personal, you know, personal.
Ooh, the edges are, you make that face there, the edges are around the room.
Yeah.
But they're close to tight.
Not
all. I'm soon noticing a selfie necklace though.
Right, that's true. Okay, now what? Hold on. Okay, anyway.
Water.
Huh?
It waterproof phone, really.
Yeah. All right. Now, but the bottom line is that when I mentioned that the Rosh writes, well, Tikkun Yosef, but she doesn't have to open her mouth either. Oh, normal. That's the language of the Dibuk Beinoni, right? The average normal. The Ramah quotes from the Shari Dura, okay? I go to Shari Dura. I tried to look it up over the long since I spoke to you, but to the Barilan site down again. Now, last week, this week will be done. So I know I can hope to fix it. I call the library, not my computer. So the Shari Dura quote, the Ramah quotes Shari Dura, it's about Yudalaf in the tour. Dr. Moshe writes, "Tzricha lechatchila liftoch pia." You're not about to get a mouthful of water. It's only a mouthful of it. Okay. That's my hope. Is the Rosh says that we don't have to open the mouth. Which I do is we do have to. And even the Rambam quotes I do is that lo mashma came to the substance. This Rambam was earlier. And by us, it's not mashma like that. And the Shulchan Aruch says in the Furish. See a lot of chess here, okay, 50. But at the same time, those sequence of Siyos, I don't blend them together too much. You cut some also the Tila, and Letitia said, Zuzu, the Dingo Man, okay, she did, it's not a problem, but she was doing like a baby. That's in terms of the lips. What about the eyes? So the Suganina, Samazan, and Aleph, same thing.
So it doesn't work even
for the
other? She doesn't?
If that's considered even for the other. What about the eyes? The Shulchan Aruch says, and the Gemara says, the same doctrine, I don't know. Amar Yochanan, possibly an Abiyoser, or Achan Abiyoser, or also Tila. If she opened her eyes wide open, if she opened them like really wide, that's a problem because the lids are blocked. And then if she closed them, also no good. That's why she explains. Pasuk in Abiyoser, Habichatzitza Lamala. Otzma in Abiyoser, Habichatzitza Lamala. So she closed them. Either way, something being blocked. So it can't be too tight, it can't be too wide open, or it can't be completely tightly closed. Alright? And so again, the Rosh, the Hilchos Din, the kids are right, it's amazing. Volotatzin in Abiyoser, the Gamotitza in Abiyoser. That also, Tosus there, I like more the beginning of Tosus there, and so I'm talking about Dibur Masko, Tosus there, that's where, Achar Zer, Kosmi Rejman Chanano, it's not so smart, let's have the Hilmus of Kodesh Maitza. It's after that line that we find, after the thing about the eyes, that we find that someone had the version of the text, let's have the Kodesh Maitza, Kodesh Maitza, Kodesh Maitza. The Chid Mahar Lutara, some of the Balotar, that all those Kumars, including the eyes and everything else, that's only for Tara's Dabla Bible. Okay, and well, the only thing we accept is Reish Lakish, who says, directly Allah, etc. True Akas, because of Rashi Dogasim. If you remember, we went through this. Rashi had a number of kashas, okay, against saying that it's not Allah. The Rosh, in the Hilchos Mibos in the Lamed Hay 55, says Rashi Logaris, and he brings riots. He says, because the statement that Reish Lakish doesn't fit in the flow, and all these Amorim living in Babel, mention all these dinim, they obviously weren't talking about for Tara's purposes and so on. But he acknowledges that Rav Alphas, the Rif does accept it, so the Rav Kanal and others. Okay, but right at the time, the Koyaku Akhlecharis Lamata, that's a question. Once, even if you have that Kirsa, so we talked about a little bit then, even if you have that Kirsa, so where does it go back to? Less Hilchasa, Kechol HaShmaitza, go back to what case? Right, so that's a further Makhlukas. And anyway, the Rosh writes the end, Rinochel HaHatma Kirsa's Rashi. we should assume that it does, all these things do apply. That's why they all appear in the Shofar. Now the Rambam writes in Parak Beis, Halacha Chav Beis, he quotes the din, Pasein Ev Yoser, O Yismasam Yoser, Lo Also Lo Tvila, but, here's what the Rambam says it, the Medra Moro Lim Taras, Amal Hatu Lebala Harizim Taras. So the Rambam has that gears, and he applies it to this case too. So this business about closing the eyes and so on and so forth is not a problem. It's only a problem with Taras, not the Bible. However, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass it that way. He might not see it until on the test. He passes to the finger. Lo satsin and then biyoser, but alfin maschen biyoser. Now, because the king is home shalom, also the tefillah. Some say that that will pass off the tefillah, as we saw. Some say that the tefillah will be no good. And on that, the Shach says, it's in Kotten Nun Aleph, wonders why, he quotes of Adai Melech, the Rosh, okay, why do we say that with the mouth lo also lo tefila, and with the eyes possibly yes also lo tefila? Okay. It basically says that the you know, with the eyes, so there's not so many, even if you close the eyes tight, there's not really so many bases talking about the block, but then came the lips. Okay, the lips is a bigger problem. Okay, anyway, there's room to make though. He says, Yesh Omer Mishra also Tzvila. But again, we saw some who said that we're not, so perhaps in the Shas HaKach we'd be able to make them. But the Chatchila, again, she shouldn't so close her eyes too tight, she should close her eyes, she should be loose and normal.
Could you make them,
Jason? Huh?
Could you make them?
I think we make them, yeah. Okay? Good. We'll stop here. There's Hashem. Tomorrow we'll finish this symbol. There's Hashem. I hope we get the sight back.